walked through Holland when the war had passed him by. He saw a world divided beneath an iron sky. And the churches in the east were closed, their Bibles locked away. But he heard the call of Jesus Christ and chose a different way. Not by strength and not by power, not by plans that men devise, but by faith in Christ who opens doors and never closes his eyes. Where the rulers built their borders and the soldiers stood on guard, God would send a willing servant with a Bible and a heart. Checkpoints loomed before him with the scriptures piled high. And every earthly reason said, this is where you'll be denied. So he prayed a simple prayer of faith that many still recall. Lord, you've made blind eyes to see before, now make seeing eyes blind. And not by strength and not by power, not by plans that men devise, but by faith in Christ who opens doors and never closes his eyes. Where the rulers built their borders and the soldiers stood on guard, God would send a willing servant with a Bible and a heart. Holding precious pages by the candle's trembling light, and the joy upon their faces was worth every mile he trod, for the word of God was reaching them by the providence of God. Some are called to preach from pulpits, some to labor in the field. Some are called to cross the borders, trusting Christ to be their shield. The work may look quite different, but the call remains the same. To carry Christ to every soul and honor his great name. The years have kept on turning, and Brother Andrew's gone home. But the gospel still is traveling to lands where Christ's unknown. And the challenge still confronts us in comfort or in strife. Will we trust the Lord as fully and lay before him all our lives? Not by strength and not by power, not by plans that men devise, but by faith in Christ who opens doors and never closes his eyes. Till every tribe and nation hear the message of the Lord, may we follow where he leads us with his Spirit and his word.